Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Skeena Resources, traded on the TSX under the symbol SKE and on the OTCQX under the symbol SKREF. Now I am chatting with the president and CEO, Walter Coles. And Walter, we're following up on news that just broke this morning, October 15th. It deals with the Snip Gold Project. Now this is within Skeena Resources, and Skeena has received a notice from Hochschild Mining that they are going to exercise their option for 60% of this SNP project. Now, some of the details here, and there are a few amendments to some of these details, so we'll get into those, but really headline numbers here is to earn 60% in this project, Hochschild has agreed to incur expenditures of approximately $100 million during a three-year period. At that completion, then there would be a joint venture formed between the two parties, 60-40. Skeena also has an anti-dilution protection of up to $15 million. We'll get into that in a minute here, but Walter, big picture, what in your eyes made this deal happen now? What got Hochschild to take this option agreement and move forward with it?
Well, I think if we all just take a step back and look at the world on a really big macro perspective, I think this option exercise just is another signal that Canada, or more specifically British Columbia, is a place where mining companies want to operate. And in my mind, you know, BC is one of the best places in the world. You know, Hochschild is a very well-respected mining company in South America, and I think we've all seen the headlines. You know, whether it's Peru or Chile, the governments there are increasing taxes and royalties. And you know, we've got other companies that are our peers operating in Africa. They're not having an easy time of it either. So, I mean, people want to be in BC. I think the fact that Hochschild was willing to proceed with this, you know, option that is no minor you know, spin requirement, it's going to be over $100 million. The fact that they want to do it, it just shows everyone that real estate in the Golden Triangle of Northwest BC is only becoming more expensive.
So this option agreement is starting as of yesterday, October 14th, and I outline that $100 million spend from Hochschild is the fact that they need to spend double what Skeena has spent to date on this property. Now, the property was acquired by you back in, I believe, 2016, and up to that date, it's outlined in the news release, $50 million has been spent on exploration and development. Is this a solid number here, Walter? Could this number be changing?
Yeah, we're still getting invoices in because it's two times what we spent up until the day we got the option notice, which was yesterday. So we don't have an exact number. We have put in a bit of a cushion there. So it's, you know, I think the invoices, you know, should be a few million dollars north of $50 million. But we'll provide all those invoices to Hochschild and they have an opportunity to review them. You know, I'm extremely satisfied that $50 million at a minimum is what we spent at SNP.
Now, what is this $15 million anti-dilution protection to? Please explain that nuance of this deal.
Yeah, so the way the deal works is Hochschild, during the option period, which is the next 3 years, has to spend two times what Skeena has spent. So if Skeena spent $50 million, then Hochschild will need to spend $100 million. Now, there's a little caveat to this. If in year three, so long as that they've spent $22.5 million, they can extend to a fourth year by making a $1 million U.S. payment to Skeena. So I'd expect that would probably happen, and they would get 4 years to spend the full $100 million. Once they've spent the full $100 million, then they will be deemed to have earned a 60% interest in SNP. And at that point, we form a joint venture. And basically, for the first $15 million of spending, Skeena doesn't have to contribute. So Skeena only has to start contributing 40, 60 after that extra $15 million gets spent. And then we're on the hook as JV partners going forward for our proportional interest in the project.
Okay, that's 3, maybe even 4 years down the road. Let's bring everybody up to speed on what the resource is at SNP, because right now it's a high-grade resource, and total ounces about a little under, let's say 650,000 ounces. Now, the grade we're talking about is north of 13, almost up to 14 grams per ton. When Hochschild, or if Hochschild does go through spending this whole 100 to 115 million, what in your eyes are they going to spend it on? Where does that take this project?
Well, as of today, we're basically handing the keys to the project over to Hochschild. They become the operator and they get to decide how they want to spend the money. In the conversations I've had with Ignacio Bustamante, who's the CEO of Hochschild, he's indicated to me that they're eager to get back in and start drilling as soon as possible. So, you know, to me, that means they're going to look to try to grow the size of the resource at SNP and hopefully make it a lot bigger. I think with any project, it's good to have an extra set of eyes, a different perspective come in and sort of take fresh looks at the opportunity set. And so we're eager to see where they're going to go drill, and we'll obviously be wishing them and ourselves good luck and trying to grow and make this into a bigger project.
Absolutely. But that is a big spend. So Hochschild is going to get to work here, I assume, in the pretty near term. Walt, just remind everybody how Skeena even came to acquire this SNP project. It really seemed to happen near or at the bottom of the market.
Yeah, we optioned SNP from Barrick. And keep in mind, SNP was an underground mine that operated from 1991 until 1999. And Barrick basically had it on care and maintenance for the last 20 plus years. So we approached them about taking a fresh look at the asset. You know, from Barrick's perspective, it was just an asset that had an environmental liability. They were required to do ongoing quarterly monitoring, water sampling. So for them, it was an opportunity to get a headache kind of out of their portfolio. So we were able to strike a deal where we optioned the project from Barrick for 3 years. And we had a spend requirement of $2 million Canadian over that 3 year period. And then if we, on exercise, we made a payment to them in stock that equated to about $300,000. We took over the environmental liability, which was a $3 million Canadian dollar environmental bond. And we left Barrick with a 1% royalty. Also, it's worth mentioning that Barrick continues to hold a back-end right on the property if and when SNP goes over 2 million ounces of resource, then Barrick will have a 12-month period where they can come back into the project for 51% of it by paying 3 times the cumulative expense on the project. So, I mean, to me, I think I started this call out with you by saying it's amazing how the real estate in the Golden Triangle has gone up in value. And you can look at it like our, you know, all-in cost to acquire SNP was basically $2.3 million of payment and spending, and then an environmental bond, of which I think we post, I don't know, maybe like 10% of that environmental bond. So maybe we post $300,000. So all in, our acquisition cost was $2.6 million. And here for, you know, the next, our new partner, they're going to have to basically fork out over $100 million to earn 6%. And that's all occurred in 5 years. So our shareholders are definitely the beneficiaries of us, you know, getting to the Golden Triangle before most of the other people who are showing up. And I think more international mining companies will continue to come to the Golden Triangle. And I expect prices to continue to go higher.
Well, Walt, congratulations on getting SNP initially and then being able to monetize it in really that quick of a period. And in all fairness, SNP is, well, was past producing high-grade mine. You guys had worked on de-risking it. But we also do need to understand that your company is focused on this Eskay Creek project. So let's move on from this deal on the SNP Gold project and talk about Eskay. What work is going on there, please?
Yeah, you know, Eskay is our flagship. In terms of NPV, you know, Eskay is probably 95% of the value of the company. In fact, I don't think people really gave us any credit for SNP. So, you know, it's nice to have this transaction that sort of highlights for the market that SNP is a valuable asset, a a known competent mining company has come in and sort of validated that. Back to SK, we're pushing hard. We've got 35,000 meters of exploration that we're doing this fall there, following a very extensive geochem soil sampling program that we did over the summer. We're really excited. There's some incredible geochem anomalies that show up on trend going sort of south and around the main SK deposit that are anomalies that need to be drilled. And so we're gonna do that. I think if we make a good, you know, drill intercept, a hit in a new area, I feel like it would be pouring kerosene on a fire. It could just really, I think, create a lot of excitement. So, you know, my fingers are crossed, and I know the whole exploration team is really excited about that regional exploration program that we've kicked off. Second thing I obviously have to mention is Albino Lake. We've got a barge on Albino right now, and the game plan was to drill 30 holes, get the assays back, and then go do another 30 holes, which would, I think, the first 30 or 50 meter centers, which would cover off most of the remaining, area in Albino Lake. And then our game plan was to go back with another 30 holes that would take it down to 25 meter centers. So we should start getting assays in the next month or so from Albino Lake. And then the assays from the drilling on the SK regional program will probably take another 2 to 3 months before those start rolling in.
Okay. So there is a lot of drill results still coming out. Can you just quickly remind everybody general cash in the bank that the company has? The company did just complete a $7 million flow through financing in mid-September, but what is the cash balance to move all the exploration forward?
Yeah, we've got a healthy cash. We're around 40 million Canadian. And the other thing I just have to mention before we go is we've been working really hard on getting our New York Stock Exchange listing. And that's not one of the sort of, it's the full New York main stock exchange listing. And the latest information I've gotten is that we picked our market maker. It's going to be Citadel Securities will be our market maker, and the full listing should happen in the very beginning, in the first couple weeks of November, if not a little bit sooner. And Skeena will be ringing the opening bell on the New York Stock Exchange. So quite a milestone in our growth.
Nice. Good job, Walt. This has been a lot of fun following along with the Skeena story, and it's really continuing on here. We'll follow up on the back of some more news out of SK Creek. If anybody has any more questions regarding what's going on at SK or this deal with Hochschild at the Snip Gold Project, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. I will get Walt to address those. Walt, thanks again for your time today, and congratulations on the news.
Thanks, Corey. Always a pleasure.